Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Obstetricians are calling for pregnant women to be prioritised for vaccination after stillbirths have been linked with COVID-19. In Ireland, 7 fetal deaths from SARS-CoV-2 placentitis have been recorded. 5 of these involve the B117 variant. Let's talk now to Dr. Cleona Murphy, who's chair of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Dr. Murphy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me on.
We want to talk about the risks, but we don't want to unduly alarm pregnant women either. So you might tell me, first of all, why you and your colleagues are calling for pregnant women to be prioritised for vaccination.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to cause undue alarm. But the background is that pregnant women are at similar risk of COVID infection to non-pregnant women. So they're not at more risk of contracting it. The overall risk of severe illness is low. However, we do know that pregnant women with COVID-19 infection are more likely to develop serious disease and to be admitted to ICU. So there's the risk to the woman herself. Also, we do know that there are risks of adverse outcomes in pregnancy. So there's particular risks not borne by the non-pregnant. So only a pregnant woman can have a stillbirth or premature birth or potential adverse outcome like that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we do know that those with COVID have an increased risk of preterm birth. We know that from international studies and particularly in the UK.
And how rare is that?
Well, an international systematic review estimated the risk of preterm birth to be approximately 17%, which would be about 2.5 times what you'd normally expect this would be in the UK. And what happens in these cases is that actually the doctors are trying to improve oxygenation in sick moms with, you know, the pregnancy bump. And so unfortunately, baby has to be delivered early. So we call that iatrogenic delivery. So to get back to placentitis and stillbirth, there appears to be an additional risk of stillbirth or late miscarriage in Ireland in the third wave. There have been 7 cases causally linked to COVID placentitis, which, you know, impedes nutrient transfer to the fetus. And obviously only pregnant women can get that in a very specific time in pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So that's in the sort of the last trimester of pregnancy generally. And I suppose the ask is that for those who would like to get vaccinated, for these considerations, then there should be an option for those to get it within a timely manner.
And when you say, can I just ask you about the rarity of the risk as well in relation to stillbirth? Because it is the fear, isn't it, for pregnant women? And I'm sure you've been fielding questions on it as well. When you say 7 cases, that is out of how many births altogether?
Well, in general, we don't have the full figures of births from sort of March to April this year, but we do know the number of pregnant women and we know the number of COVID positive women. So there are about 840 COVID positive pregnant women. So there is an increased risk of COVID related stillbirth, but in somebody who's got COVID, you know, as opposed to the overall figures. So we still don't have the overall figures or the overall numbers of stillbirths for things that, you know, accidents that occur otherwise, cord accidents and things that generally occur. Mm-hmm. So, but we do know in the UK that a stillbirth rate of approximately 10 in 1,000 is higher than their background rate that they would expect. So, yes, you're right. It is rare, but unfortunately, if it happens to somebody, that's devastating outcomes.
Absolutely. And in cases like this, when you say 10 in 1,000, you look at the overall cases or statistics and the proportion is quite small. But for the individuals to whom it happens, it's devastating and traumatising, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, you know, to look at March, there were only approximately about 200 pregnant women who got COVID, which is great that we have actually quite low levels. But unfortunately, you know, about 4 people had an adverse outcome of some description, either ICU or a stillbirth. So, you know, for those who get COVID, it is a real significant thing to consider.
Yeah. And is this then linked, this risk with stillbirth especially, is it linked with the new B117 variant?
Well, we do know from data now coming from the UK that their surge at Christmas was associated with their admission to ICU of more pregnant women. So they did see that, whereas in December and January, 1 in 9 of those of reproductive age of women under the age of 50 were pregnant or postpartum. And that was linked to B117. We are, of the stillbirths discovered here, 5 have been laboratory tested to be linked to SARS-CoV B117 in the virus reference lab. We don't know about the ICU admissions, but it's quite possible. So they're definitely, from on the ground and from talking to clinicians, as I have in the last number of weeks, there's a difference in 2021 compared to 2020. And we are seeing that at the coalface. It takes a while sometimes for these things to be reported in literature. And I suppose what our ask is that, cocooning may be appropriate for some women, and that has been recommended. But an acknowledgement that's not always possible for women.
Yeah, which is why you're calling for the vaccination now. Yes. But and I suppose we should say that many pregnant women have already been vaccinated.
Absolutely.
Including frontline healthcare workers, for example. I know of a number of cases who've accepted gratefully the vaccination. But pregnant women weren't included in vaccine trials, were they, Dr. Murphy? I mean, do pregnant women, I wonder, because of that, have concerns about the safety of using this vaccine for themselves or the baby? And if so, what do you say to them?
Okay, so to talk about the safety of COVID-19 vaccines, they were not intentionally recruited to the initial trials, but trials of the vaccines are now taking place in pregnant women. Animal reproductive studies of the mRNA and Janssen vaccines did not show any potential risks, and there's no plausible biological mechanism that would affect the fetus or fertility that we're aware of. With regard to real-world evidence, over 90,000 mRNA vaccinations in pregnancy have been reported to the CDC in the US as of April 13th, and a similar number have received the Pfizer mRNA vaccine in Israel. And interestingly, Israel initially was not vaccinating pregnant women until they had a surge of B117, mm-hmm. and mid-January they changed their recommendations to say pregnant women should have that.
So are you saying then that there are cases, 180,000 cases of the vaccine given to pregnant women in the world that we know of, is that right?
Yes.
And no adverse outcomes from those?
Well, the no adverse initial effects, and there is a running tally being done on the CDC website. So actually enrolling with a full outcome, as in, baby delivered and long-term follow-up, that's much smaller, obviously, and because COVID hasn't been around that long, nor has the vaccine. So there isn't as much long-term or even short to medium-term follow-up. Mm-hmm. But pregnant women don't seem to be at any higher risk of that we're aware of miscarriage, of complications during the pregnancy, or of the minor adverse effects of, injection site pain or fainting. So that's reassuring.
Yeah.
With regard to the efficacy, again, we weren't sure, would it be more or less efficacious, as in would it work better or less for pregnant women? But there is some emerging data now, again, from vaccinated healthcare workers, which indicates production of maternal antibodies, which, raises the likelihood of neonatal protection.
Okay.
I'd like to mention the good thing is that we don't think there has been much risk of any vertical admission of COVID to babies. So babies even born of COVID positive mothers seem to do very well and haven't had outcomes in that way. So that is, good news really for pregnant women.
Absolutely, it is. And I hope people find that it brings some clarity to some questions that they may have. And that's the call that you and your colleagues are making for prioritisation for the vaccination of pregnant women. We'll see what happens. Dr. Cliona Murphy, Chair of the Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, thank you very much indeed for joining us.